Now, we have two substitute motions on the floor, so...
I wanted to call the question.
Well,
there's two pro and two con, according to our agreed-upon process at the social council.
Yes, on the substitute motions. Yes, let's do this. Let's have David give us the two motions. The first one, referral to program oversight. Can you restate that?
Shouldn't it be the secretary to be next motion?
Well, yeah, or it could be.
If you want the minutes to be correct, then you have to correct the secretary.
Yeah, all right. I think it's a good point, Lawrence. Well, let's have the secretary do it then.
So what I have on the part that you started was resolve that the program oversight committee meet with abandoned fired and develop language for an apology for read on the air and an action plan for restitution. And as the other one, I've based language on the ratchet motion. Resolve that the KPFK apprenticeship program shall be named the Michael Taylor apprenticeship program in acknowledgement of the price paid by Michael Taylor for his dedication to the mission.
No, it was to establish an apprenticeship named the Michael Taylor apprenticeship. We can deal with the details of what that is, but not the apprenticeship program specific, like an endowed chair apprenticeship. You fund somebody to do what Michael did.
Okay. Great. You're doing that without funding us.
I'm just establishing something called Michael Taylor apprenticeship.
Okay, now are all members of the board now clear on what the two motions were?
And the other one?
No, you want him to do the other one again?
Which one?
Which one? He's done the apprenticeship for Michael.
Yeah.
Did you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's clarity on both of these. All right, David.
Yeah, I just want to say, I hear people's concern about what Lauren said about...
What we have to do here is actually have, like, two for, two against, and do it in some kind of way. So
I thought that I was wanting to do that, and I thought that's what I was being called on.
Okay, so he's going to be one of one's four?
Okay, one of four. All right. And you know what? I have to limit you to 1 minute.
Fine. And,
okay, so we're taking one... for the motion.
Wait.
And then we'll take someone against the two substitute motions, then someone for the two substitute motions, and then someone against the two.
My understanding of this original motion was that these 1 minute were to respond to listeners if they had lied or something.
No, it's on the merits of the motion. It's actually speaking either yes or no on the motion.
And if we had a secretary's minutes, we might be able to resolve our...
I'm sorry?
Wait,
let me get clarity. Are you saying that we're, instead of talking about the merits of the motions, that we're responding to public comments?
Yes.
No.
That was my understanding of what Dave's motion was at Echo Park when it was made, was that his concern was that his listeners would say things which were untrue.
Oh, in the comments that people make now, yes, that would be appropriate. In other words, the two for and two against could refer back to what public comments involve, but not limited to that.
I'm just concerned that we're going
to... misrepresenting the purpose of that motion, and we don't have time to deal with it.
Yeah, but it's a moot point. It's moot because...
We are 4 minutes away from our adjournment.
That's right. So let's go to 1-4, and it can include responses to anything there. All right.
Can I move on a different time?
No. David, go ahead. You have 1 minute.
I take Lawrence's point, and I hear the concern that this thing drops down a rabbit hole and is never heard from again if it goes through a committee process. So I'd be willing to amend it to include a time when it comes back. But I don't mind the idea of an apology. I have serious issues with this apology. And I think that meeting with those people and dealing with, for example, what they asked for and whether or not they, a matter of respect. I understand that you don't ask somebody for an apology, but if you slap somebody and they still feel like they're being slapped, your apology doesn't mean that much. So I would like a process that involves them. And we can time bind it so it comes back within some specified period of time.
Okay, it's someone who is opposing. Okay, Bill.
I'm speaking. There's a couple points on this. One, I think we should not vote on this tonight. We should get more board members to have more discussion. Secondly, we have a very small program oversight committee. We have not have the capacity to do what you're saying. We're not full time. We're part time. We work at the place for that. Just logistically, we try to figure out all the posting, talk to everybody. I mean, we just be. You might as well just say this process is not going to happen. We'll just take so long and so on. So I'm just saying, I think we have to figure out, I think we need to give this more thought, more discussion, to figure out something like, because that's just not real. I mean, I know what the program oversight committee's done. We had 5 meetings, just consider one procedural issue. And, you know, it's hard to find people convenient, I think, to say that we're going to sit down and interview people and do all that. We got to, you know, figure out a whole set of procedures for that and guidelines. It's just not real. So I mean, we have to really figure out. Let's ask me for something here. It's not so much a specific. I don't feel like I need a program back. I haven't even wanted a particular apology. When the Japanese American people were fighting to leave us in reparation, it was for what was done to our people. That's what they were fighting for. And I think what we're trying to hear, and to me, the remedy is we're setting up, we're giving government to the station so that it never happens again and it goes in the right direction. That's the remedy here. It's not that we're going to give John Martinez back his program or Bill Gates back his program.
Uh-huh. All right. Thank you. Supporting the substitute motions.
Jane and supporting it?
Supporting. Yeah, we had one yes, one con. Don't we need a pro?
I didn't think his was con.
The reasons that Billy mentioned, really, I think we need to sit down with people and figure this out rather than our dictating what the apology should be. I know that some of those who have been fired want one thing, others want others. I just want to very quickly tell you about a book called The Order Has Been Carried Out. It's about a Nazi killing of 335 partisans in Italy, in Rome, shortly before the occupation finally ended. And in that book, which is a fantastic book, it's the beginning of every single chapter and the end of every single chapter are the names of the people who were massacred there by the Nazis. And that's the kind of thing that I think we need, and the history. I don't like the notion of a pro forma apology. And I think that Dave's motion and Billy's point speak to that, but I agree with Bill. I'm also very concerned that we not take action without management here, because I think what goes out of the air, even though it's a historical reference, is going to reflect on management now. We've got someone who's on the air. They hear this. What do they
think? Thank you. Thank you. Now, we have one four. 1 minute.
Okay.
We're only a minute from adjournment if we actually respect. So, someone four.
I would like to. I'm speaking four.
Okay.
I would like to.
You mean again? This is Dave's
again.
Motion.
Against David's motion.
Again.
Yes, that's right. It's against.
About Michael Taylor, I think that David's got a good idea. What I don't, and I take his point that there are people, and Sherna's point that these people have. Are around and we can speak to them. But they're just people. It's what Bill said. They are people that it happened to. It's become bigger than that. Let me remind you that we are right now on the edge of one of the most important times in this country where racism, we could lose our civil rights. Racism is running rampant. And this is symbolic. We need to do something now. We're becoming a racist, and with this administration and with everything else that's going on, with the evangelistic movements and everything else, we stand for just the reverse. We must get something in. We must get it now. Bill's right. We're overworked with the PROC. I can tell you that right now. And what is wrong with this? This is a wonderful apology. If we want to add names, I like that. I like what we used to do, Don, in the Wednesday Morning Coalition, where we would name names and then say present it. It's a very good theater as well as meaningful. It's time that we did this. This looks great to me.
Okay, debate is now closed unless Jim?
Well, I have a problem. Bill's wasn't really against Dave's motion. Fernando wants to speak against Dave's motion.
Okay. You know, here is our problem now. Our
and
problem.
He said we can stay till 10:30.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did you ask him?
Yeah.
He did. Oh, 10:30?
He's only going to speak for a minute.
Okay.
And then we can vote.
Okay, well, let me get the body, because we took 2-4, 2-against. Now, the point that you're making is that Bill's was not an appropriate. Does the body object to hearing from Fernando on this?
No.
No. All right, Fernando.
Well, first of all, all Mr. Gallego was asking for yes more time.
That's
for other
true.
People to be here. That's not against it by any means, by any measurement of my imagination or yours. But if we look at the middle of this page here, just those points there, anything that David can put in, anything that you can suggest, it can be plugged in into those 4 points. Because he says reparations, the remedy, of course you're going to meet with these people and figure out how you're going to remedy, whether it's going to be a program, or it's going to be they're going to suggest a different programmer, or their relatives, or some local activist, or whatever. But see, the idea is that you approve what you want, what you have here, and you implement it, and as you implement it, as you execute the remedy, then you bring what David is suggesting. You bring the people forth and discuss and ask for suggestions and recommendations. But what it says here in the middle of the page encompasses everything that we want. I don't see why you have to look at it like that. Something's missing. Of course there's a lot of things missing, especially those of you who don't know the history, especially those of you who never heard of Michael Taylor, especially those of you who never spent 1 minute inside KPFK when all this horrible nightmare was happening. Of course you're missing, and if you want explanation of everything that went down so you can understand and approve it 100%, well, clearly you need 2,500 pages, not one. Thank you.
We're going to vote on the substitute motion. Is that everyone around the table clear on, first of all, it will be David Adelson's motion on referral to oversight committee meeting with the band and fired.
The motion is tabled in order right now.
Well, yes, it would always be.
We amend it to be the first item on the agenda.
Okay, the motion to table is in order. It's been moved and seconded to table. This is not a debatable motion.
To table until?
Until first agenda item of the last, probably what will be the last LSB. And we'll try to have management here also and a full complement. Those in favor of tabling the substitute motions, the main motion, please raise your voting cards.
So we're tabling this motion until the first item.
It would be all of it. It would be
the entire
Leslie's. Okay, let me explain. It would be Leslie's separated motions and David's substitute motions, which would have to be dealt with first. And the idea is that it would be, if the body votes for this, it would have to be the first agenda item of probably the last LSB of this session.
Can we amend it so that it's the first, that we have to have a minimum number of people here? Bill's point is the number of people.
No. It would just be quorum. It would just have to be quorum. It's just quorum. Those in favor of the motion to a table, raise your voting cards. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Wait, are you voting? Okay.
Julie, you're voting to table?
Huh?
You're voting to table?
Yeah.
Table this for the next meeting. Yeah. Okay. Let's just keep tabling, folks. 6, 7, 8, 9. Opposed? Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, it's a majority. So
is that enough to carry it?
Yes, actually, it's a majority vote.
It only needs a majority, Terry?
I'll look it up.
Mm-hmm.
Do I need to bring fresh copies for everybody one more time?
if we fix it. There are a couple of points here, though, people, before we leave. One, I want to just... we just want 1 minute on the town hall meeting to see...
I make a motion that it's the second item after the abandoned fire.
I second it.
You know, that's a good point, because the first item will be old business,
right?
And that would come there. This is your motion around how listener sponsors get agenda items. Okay, that would be under old business, and that would be a part of the first agenda item. Now let's just take a look at our agenda here. There's no problem with putting off the Arts Committee. There's no problem there. Public comment, we completed. LSB voting, okay. We did that. Board approval of... That will be probably the second agenda item. LSB approval of the LSB minutes that have not yet been approved. Okay, two things. We need to set another meeting or to authorize the chair to call one. I presume this will be now in January, approximately around January 12 to 15.
That's during the week.
15 is 2 weeks.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that's why we're discussing this. We have to find out.
What is Sunday?
Sunday is the 19th, the day after the town hall.
The 18th would be the town hall, which is a Saturday, right?
Yes. So what's the Sunday before the 13th? The 12th.
Is it a majority?
Unless it's made a special order.
All right, was
that's
it?
That's too soon.
Was it made a special order?
It was made a special order.
By putting it first on the agenda, it was made a special order.
It was made
order.
So then it's more than a majority. So it's wrong. So, yes, that vote was wrong.
No.
Don, we have a motion on the floor. Yeah, so then it lost.
We have a motion on the floor. Harrison moves to hold the meeting on Wednesday the 15th.
It lost because that's not two-thirds.
It lost the special order.
All right. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, the motion that has just been made is to meet on Sunday.
Come on. It's like every meeting is in downtown LA. And you got to fight that 110 all the way through.
Okay.
Jesus.
Let's set the time and date before we set the venue. The motion is December 15th at 7 o'clock. Is there any further discussion? Those in favor, raise your cards. December 15th at 7 o'clock.
7 p.m.
What is
this?
Yeah, because there will be...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 4, 9, 4. 9, 4, how many against?
Opposed?
None.
None. Okay. So that would be December
15th. Don, my question about
screening.
Okay, can you respond to that?
Because whenever you make a motion as a special order, you have to have security. Okay?
All right, ladies and gentlemen,
see, we look this up.
I'm going to ask for your attention here. This town hall meeting, on the 18th is a project of the LSB. I'm going to call on Madeline, and I would like to have your attention if we could. I'm going to call on Madeline just 1 or 2 minutes here. Yeah.
Okay. I still have the sign-up list for things that need to be done that day if anybody didn't sign up yet. And I just want to acknowledge the committee that's been working on this, the core committee, Lawrence, Roger, Mansoor,
Edless, Israel, Grace, and Dawn. And we meet tomorrow. Yeah. We meet tomorrow at the Peace Center at 7. Next Thursday, we're meeting with the moderators. We have a diverse group of moderators: Margaret Prescott, Leah Iwataki at Brandenburg, and Akiva Lopez. And then there's flyers available to circulate. And I've been giving them out until tomorrow, but I have yours. And Margaret and but there are more. So take flyers.
Thanks, Amanda.
Now, yes, there are flyers. Are the flyers over on that table?